Okay, so I'm in Resh Vav. Resh Vav Vav. So we're talking about somebody finding out after the burial about about somebody being gifted. So Bala Shmuel Krov the Shabbos, we are of Yontif. It's a Shmuel Krov that came on Shabbos and was very Yontif. He has a dwelling, meaning, we did this yesterday, I mean, it's a dwelling. Okay. Here's the guy to the same name, but since Bala Shmuel Krov the same name, the Yontif was evaporated because there is some sort of a labor there. And then Yontif kicked into that and knocked out the field. As soon as Shmuel Krov the Shabbos and the regular, somebody hears about the that a relative passed away on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur, and the whole is not an egg, or the people going to the perimeter. Even some people should be some of them looking when it's a Shabbos, the logo will only go out of the day. And when it's a Shabbos, all we need to do is wait an hour and a bit. That three percent of the after a regular to make the amazing part of a regular, if somebody heard after Yom Kippur that a relative passed away on Yom Kippur, before Yom Kippur, after that, the Lord mentioned other available part of a regular, but a regular is sick. The Yom Tov comes and knocks it out. Meaning, let's say the day before Yom Tov, a relative died. So all the people that found out about it before Yom Tov don't have tshuva because it gets knocked out. But this fellow found out about it only after Yom Tov. But if he goes with his own calculations, then he has to sit tshuva again. If he goes with the family's calculations, he doesn't have to sit tshuva again. That's often how the law is in Shinova Avelis Kodan Rego Baal Rego V'Hifsi, even though those that kept the Avelis before the Yom Kippur came to Yom Kippur and stopped them from welcome to the days. But according to them, even Shalinog Klal Kledim, since he was not knowing this at all before the Yom Kippur, Kol Shishtoma, he would be Yom Lama and Yom Akura. Even if he hears about it on day 30, which is the last day he could hear about it, that he has to sit Shiva, Avietz Shvu, it's considered Shvu Akroyo, it's all Linux Shiva with Fleshman, you need to sit the regular Shiva and Shleshman. Best Misha Mesla Mesla, somebody of relative passed away and he didn't know about it. Ain't Lahagid Lo, shouldn't tell him about Magid Nema might see Diva who still. Somebody says a lie, or not a lie, somebody says bad news is a fool. Right? Meaning he's saying here, if somebody's had a close relative that died, don't tell him. This is obviously a very vague statement because that means you should never tell anybody that a relative passed away. Right? Not only that, but this is what he continued saying. Don't tell the relatives. And not only that, but the last meal of the Sudas Avis and the Suan of a full symptom. You can invite him to any engagement, marriage, anything. He calls on you any day, how they hook a shop alone. With only bit of a no, he's like anybody else. The same voucher who you're there for me is a part of the history. And a Baal who knows that a relative of his wife's died, what to live with Shamash. He could even sleep with her, Q and Shayna Yadas, and she doesn't know. I'm not so sure how that's going to stack up. We said this, well, how much she'd appreciate that, but that is the thing. You know, Mishaf, but if somebody asks and it says, is my relative alive? You can't lie and say he's alive. You have to stay away from lying. He should say it in a way that it could be mashmeh that he's alive and he's dead. And then he'll figure it out on his own that he's dead. The way the Gemara Pesachim has it, he says, is he alive? So then you say, no. Meaning, if he says, is Reuven alive? So you tell him, Shimon is alive. Right? And then you hope will understand that, oh, must be that Reuven's not alive. And then you're not the one that said it. The male children, the meaning is to tell them about it, Kishumesa and the father mother died, Kadeshiyam with Kaddish, in order that they should be able to say Kaddish. Simon Rej Zion, Dina Nifam Avelim, and by Zion Seepish. So Mitzvah Gedolah Nachum Avelim. It's a Mitzvah Gedolah through Dina Nachum Avelim. It's in about the Baruch Hu, Shneem, about Tadish Baruch Hu, and Ibai Tadish Baruch Hu, that Shanikam of Hashem was Menachem to say, by he, Achre Mois Avram, they were from the king as Yitzhak Benoit. After Avram died, Hashem benched Yitzhak Benoit, who being respected in my time, Bel Mason. Being Menachem of Avram, being respected with people that are alive and that are dead. Ain't a Menachem Hashem was tired PM at Chief of Avot Kila. The Menachem and Allah opened their mouths until the Bible starts talking to me. Sinu be'iyo shenar ve'ein dover elov dover. They didn't speak to him. After he came, pass off iyo v'spiyo, iyo v'obin his mouth, v'hodo v'yana lifa z'otemoni, And he says, the legal somebody answered, Kishirim, I'm Menachem Shavu Paita, or some, when the Menachem see that the Avol is saying, like, okay, time to leave, ain't on the shine, they should rep, and they should no longer sit there, they should get out. Bez, Avol Echayla, ain't a tzvichin lamed afilu mifnei nasi. And Avol Echayla don't have to stand up, even from a nasi, Derech Eretz, who shein echad right to the Chabar HaSaveri, the Lakmir Panam. And it's Derech Eretz that if somebody wants to be Mechaber HaShem, and he wants to stand up, Avol Echayla, shave, sit down. Avol Echayla, lo yam, okay? But to an Avol Echayla, you don't say sit. Mishum Dimash, shave, Avelo Shofa, sit in your Avelos, shave, Bechayla, Shofa, sit in your sickness, meaning, normally, if the Avol wants to stand up, so you're supposed to tell him, don't stand up, right? Or sit. But there, you shouldn't do it because then it sounds like you're telling the Avol, oh, we want you to keep sitting, Shiva. A person should not say, I have not got paid according to my bad things. Meaning, the Avol shouldn't say, oh, really, I deserve much worse. You shouldn't open your mouth for supplements. Even though you get into all these scary things, that the mouth has a lot of power to it. So one should not say things like that. What should we do? He actually the well, what should we do? We can't change Kadosh Baruch Hu's ways. That's mashma kizok and givah. That sounds like you're laughing at Hashem. The mashma. Not laughing, whatever, putting down Hashem, the mashma, if you would be able to change it, you could change it, right? Meaning when people hear a big tzad and say, what can we do? We can't change Hashem's ways. Well, of course you can't change Hashem's ways. And if you could change, you would change it, right? So that's the wrong thing to say. Right? So if I'm going to recover with Hashem, a person has to be recover on himself, whatever Hashem, he was brought up some way, right? Which at his name should be benched, but I with love. Hey, Avelim Yeshlan Lutzabim Lakim Shiyatzin Nishmasa Shalomis. The Avelim should really sit Shiva where he was nifted. People, I see Makim Shin Nefesh Ames Mishamelis. It was in that place that the Nefesh Ames is Masavam, the Shamsi from Yutan Lotan Fumi. That's where you got a good thing. Meaning, basically, wherever the Mace dies, that's where you should sit Shiva because that's where the Nefesh is now. Most people don't die at home. Right? Most die in hospitals. So therefore, this whole thing really goes out. Mitzvah to have a minion for Shabbos and Ma'ariv. I'm sorry, but I and the else and Chassid they know we don't do Birchas Kohanim, right? Even if there's no oval, right? Meaning there's no boys. Because this brings nachas ruach to the neshama, right? Meaning that you make a minion there, even though there's no avelim. Then yesh avol mitzvah for the minion, and the avol counts as one of the 10. If you the shem sefer Torah mikodem, you bring the sefer Torah there from before. You feel like makom kuroi, and you have to put the sefer Torah in a special place. Adzman sheyitzpal shem, eli damazik. In yesh b'shnei batim meisim. And if it's in two houses, Mason, the effort is shom oval and the effort ain't shom oval. Let's say you have two people to make you. One has an oval to say Kaddish and one doesn't. And it's a small city, so there's not enough people to make 2 million. They should daven in the house that there's no oval, right? Because there's nobody really. I'm sorry, I said Ein Shom Avol. There's nobody sitting there at all. Not just a boy. So then you should go there. So at least there'll be something for the Avol. This is what happened when the Lubavitcher Rebbe was nifted. They had like a bezel sitting Shiva for them. Now you can remember based on Nifta Lafa Mishnah is Isis Neshama. Fine. But ain't on hollow based on Nifta.
No vav.
That's it? No above? Only
Up
till hay?
to hit. Up
Perfect.
to hit. Done.
Perfect. Because the plane just started moving. Okay. I
Okay.
appreciate it. Appreciate the help.
Well, same trip.
We
All
appreciate
right.
it. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
Good night.
Who's coming to get you?
Hold on. Let me stop the recording.